Hi guys, it's Thursday again. Welcome back to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Gray. I hope everybody's fine, and I want you all to know that there's no challenges you are actually facing at the moment. They are all stepping stone for you getting to your success. So don't relent, fight back, make that challenges. Make it a small thing, then fight it, then get to that your particular goal you've been wishing for. I actually have a topic today, and that topic is very, very important because I notice we all have been making one error and mistakes whereby we don't know that we don't know how much this thing has actually affected us in our life, and how this particular topic I want to talk about, how it has actually shaped our life back in the past. And as you all know that in my podcast, I always want us to go back in time because we want to investigate where those errors are and how we are to do better in making our life good, even if it is in our relationship or our business areas and all that. So going straight to today's business, the topic is the mental toil of secret. I repeat, the topic is the mental toil of secret. How much do you think secret affects us? It affects us mentally. You see, at first, a secret may feel like a form of protection, but untimely, the anxiety, fear, shame, regret, and guilt take a toll on our body and mind. Secret comes in many forms, such as trauma, unhealthy behavior, or even negative beliefs about oneself. Now, it is something that is kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen by others. It could be something kept from the knowledge of others or shared only confidentially with few people. Now, what is secrecy exactly? I define secrecy as the intention to hold back some piece of information from one or more people. The information itself is the secret. Even if you have not recently had to hide it in a conversation, it is still a secret. If you intend to keep it from others, so that thing that you're holding back, that you are scared to release, these are the secret we're talking about. With that being said, it is crucial to understand the difference between secret and privacy. Now, I get to understand that people mix these two things up. They tend to think secrecy and privacy are actually the same. They might actually have some similarities, but no, they are not the same. You see, there are all kinds of things we don't discuss that are not secret. For example, many people, it is their sex lives. The details may not be anything they are necessarily keeping secret, but they just have that idea that it is not the sort of it's not a sort of things they want to talk about. But if I was asked a question related to it by someone close to me, I would answer that question. If I would not answer that question, if the intention is to hold the information back, if my intention was to hold the information back whenever that kind of thing comes up, that kind of question comes up, then it is a secret. Now, let me try and define this in relationship aspect the more. You see, in the relationship, secrecy is about keeping secret from the other person, whereas privacy is when you are free from being observed or disturbed by the other person. You see, each relationship is different in terms of secrecy and privacy. But for a relationship to work, both people need to fully trust each other and allow the other person, to allow the other person to actually take responsibility for the trust on their own. All secrets are not bad. They are not all that bad. But some secrets can empower you, while other secrets can stagnate you. Secrets are very powerful. People who harbor nasty little secrets tend to get affected by those secrets. As genetics and chromosomes are responsible for physical development, so our secrets responsible for our daily behavior. They have an impact on how we behave, how we are, our character wise, our attitude. Every little thing that we do, secret shapes how we think, our decision makings, and all that. Now, discovering the power of secrecy, let me explain that power that is there. You see, when people trust you, they share their secrets with you because they know you will not share them with anyone. And yes, it could be difficult to keep as many secrets to yourself, but over time, you will grow to appreciate the importance of trust and respect. And it also helps you to develop to a better sense of self-awareness. Secrets can be harmful, but they can also be valuable. When you keep a secret, you're doing something good for yourself. You're growing in strength, resilience, and dependency. So you can imagine, despite the fact that these things have its own flaws, it still have its own advantages. So the next time you feel obliged to share any secret, consider whether it is something that should remain secret. It could be the most important things you ever do. That question, asking yourself, is this secret I'm about to expose, it is something very, very important that I'm not supposed to let the cat out of the bag yet. So you need to ask this yourself this important question, because the act of keeping a secret can be difficult, but it is important that when you keep a secret, you should know that you are in control. Because you are the one with the knowledge of that particular secret. So you are in control, because the person who holds power at that particular position is in that situation, is that person with the secret. Now, the person who knows the secrets, now the person you're telling has the ability to use it as a leverage. Which is why it is critical to be cautious about who you share your secret with. We tend to lose it, and we share secrets to those who are even trying to hurt us. And this is why sometimes, like that, some things that we are not supposed to share, the particular person might actually be drunk and expose a lot of secret, or you could actually be emotional at some point. You tend to open up yourself, and you say something you shouldn't have said at that particular moment. And not everyone who are laughing beside you, not everybody is happy about what you're doing. So secret can also be a very effective tool in relationship. Sorry, when two people share a secret, they form a bond that can be difficult to break. Secrets can help keep relationships strong by providing a level of closeness that other forms of communication cannot provide. How can we expect another to keep our secret if we cannot actually keep it ourselves? So you should know that by the time we share some secret between you and your spouse, or you and your fiancé, or you and whatever person you're going on, or whatever person you are actually having a good relationship with, you should know at that particular moment, you guys are actually sharing a bond. Now, going forward, there's this particular thing. Okay, let me put it this way. You see, I said it when I was beginning this program. I said our secret shapes our attitude, right? It shapes our characters, it shapes everything about us. Now, our secret experience shape our personalities. You see, I've come to understand that if you want to understand human behavior, even despite the fact that you yourself, it helps you naturally to be dependent and all that, it still helps you to understand other people's behavior. Because at that moment, you must understand secret experience and how secret affect and mold life. They shape the personalities of children and adults. Secrets are like houses where spirit and emotions live. Demons are always looking for ugly secrets to make a new home. We are a society memorized by secrecy. So it is not something actually very new. The word secret has become one of the most powerful words of the 21st century. Over the years, the media industry has made billions of dollars exposing ugly and dark secrets. So it is not something that we are hearing for the first time. People use these things. Some use it positively and some people even use it negatively. Secrets are powerful because they confine you to an exclusive and chosen group of individuals. Because at that moment when you keep that secret, you tend to even choose, it helps you to choose the kind of person you want to work with. Secrets are inner voice that never stop talking. It keeps on disturbing your brain. It's like a voice of the subconscious. It keeps on giving you images, flashbacks in your brain. Secrets have the power to separate and unite, because you do at that moment when you're sharing your secret, you can actually divide your family, and it could also unite your family depending on what it is, how big the secret is, the person, the receiver of the secret, how the person understand it, the person's experience of it. Secret produce energy now, and that energy is even transferable, because by the time you're telling a secret, you are actually releasing an energy out of you and you're throwing it to that particular person. It's like a cancer. They go until they are converted into actions, because once you have it, it's cancerous in your body, and you don't know what you could do even you don't know what you will do in the next 1 hour if it actually consumes you. So if not exposed sometime, they can perpetuate racism and sexism within you. Secrets are the catalyst to liars and lying. People lie because of the power of fear. Secret protects our deceptions and lies. So you can see how big this particular topic I'm actually trying to explain today, because this thing has been toiling with our minds, with our emotions, with our body, and it has been toiling with our mental state of health, and we did not know, most especially for those that keep multiple secrets, especially the dark side of secret. So even in our businesses and our day-to-day life, this secret have one way or the other shape how we do our things. Now, I've been saying this since morning that yeah, it's good to keep it, it's good to do this, but if somebody comes to you that you should confide in you and explain some secret to you, it is because of that confidentiality that you see that you will not break it. But there are some ones that yes, you have, there's a policy that yes, you should break it. It is normal. And what are these kind of secrets I'm even talking about? When you sense that there's an immediate danger. If a person has clearly told you that they plan to take their life within the next 24 hours, or has already taken action which puts their life in danger, but does not want to seek support themselves and does not give their consent for you to actually go and release it to somebody else that, oh, I won't go and kill myself in the night. This kind of secret, you can actually break that agreement by help reaching out to those who should help that person, or to make sure that that particular bad thing does not happen. Because at that moment, that person is not ready to listen to an advice. So I don't know that deep secret that you have been told, that you even know that it's like a danger to the society. There are some secrets like that. These are this kind of agreement that was made. Because you know, before the person told you that secret, he will tell you, can you keep a secret? Because he knows how heavy it is for him before he throws it out. So he needs your agreement. But don't forget, I said it, you can break that agreement if this kind of things comes up. Because there's a policy that always guides each and every secret. Now, what are these samples of secret I'm even talking about? Because we've been saying secret, secret, secret. What are these secrets? We have secret of mental health issues. Probably you're having one health issues of the other, embarrassing incidents, internet history, people that have a lot of numbers of past sex partners, people with one night stand, people with illness or one illness or the other. You have a smoking habit, or you have a fear or phobia of something. In fact, some people's secret is that whenever they have money, they are always buying something expensive, expensive items online. Some people is drug use, some people is alcohol abuse. Some people is their family history is actually some of their secrets as well. So, etc., etc., there are lots and lots of secrets out there that we know of, and we need to know how to shape our life for better. Now, why do we keep secrets for so long? At least we know that a secret that meant to be exposed one way or the other, one time or whatsoever. But why have we been keeping it for so long? Now, I'll be listing some things that has been causing it. See, number one is that we have been experiencing an overwhelming inner storm. I go again. We are experiencing an overwhelming inner storm. You see, when you fear the problem might be larger and involve more people knowing your secret, that you won't be able to handle it by the time that you know that a lot of people knows it, then that kind of thing could actually trigger fear. You see? Because you need help, yes, but you're afraid that a lot of people will know about it, because you don't know how much this person you're telling at that moment, how much that person can actually keep that secret. And there's also fear that by asking for it, if somebody also asks you, like, oh, what is going on with you? It could actually spray out of your control as well. So that particular thing could make you keep your problem, keep your secret still, and not want to expose it because of you don't know how fatal or how fast it could actually spread at that particular moment. Then another one is, there's a problem that could threaten something important. I repeat again, there is a problem that could threaten something important, because the cost of you sharing the secret could threaten your most reliable joy, the part of your life that identity that you have built. So to protect what is precious to you, you feel that you must keep that problem confidential. We have a lot of examples for this. Just like a football player that is having an heart issues that does not want to tell anybody about it. You can imagine the identity he has built for himself, the fame he has built for himself, and he's so afraid to say something about his health, and he keeps on going to play football. And you can imagine once the heart stops, then people know, then they will now know, they will now notice that, oh, it has been long, it has been facing these issues or the other. It could be depression, it could be anything. Another one is the third one now. There's a problem that is feared to be permanent and could threaten reputation or relationship. I repeat, there is a problem that is feared to be permanent and could threaten reputation or relationship. You see, many of us fear that by revealing a personal struggle, we will change the way other people see us. Because at that moment, by the time they know that our secret, maybe some of them might not actually forget what we have told them, and this thing keeps on appearing to them every time. So sometimes we even suspect that if other people knew the truth about us, they will no longer choose to involve us in their life. Interestingly, it is a common human misperception to believe that we alone are usually flawed in some way. This misperception contributes to the choice to remain silent in the face of many struggles. For example, you might believe that by revealing your mental health condition, you'll be perceived as weak or unreliable. In order to protect your reputation and relationship, your struggles remain secret. Now we keep it again. Another one is, this one is popular, there's shame involved. Shame is the feeling that someone is unworthy. I know I shouldn't feel this way, is a phrase I hear often from people feeling shame. When we have a shameful belief about ourselves, it is daunting to share it. Shame is strongly related to secret. However, shame is distinct because it reflects how you feel about yourself more than how people view you. Sharing is scary, exhausting, or painful. That is the next one. I've said everything I have to tell you about shame, and I think we all know that. The thing again that is there is that sharing is actually very scary, it's exhausting and painful. Who want to share a dark secret that it will be painful? So sometimes when we share a secret, our emotion overtakes us. You see, I said it in the two weeks ago in my podcast about our emotions, how we manage it. You can see how all these topics are interwoven and actually interacting with each other. You can see the relationship in them. So if you are actually listening to me for the first time, you could always go back and listen to the podcast I've actually released before on how to manage these our emotions. Now, emotion overwhelm can be characterized by anger, sadness, yelling, tears, and even a frizzy anxiety that impedes our ability to think or communicate. Many prefer the familiar prison of their problem to the emotional implosion that consumes them when they try to express it. So add to this any of the fear listed above, and it is easy to understand why we hold tightly to our secrets, because we are afraid. Because the sharing is, we are scared, we don't know what will happen, and it's very, very painful. Let me just pick the last one, the desire to be seen. Our desire to be seen can be overwhelmed by our fear of being misunderstood. You could actually try to share a secret, and the person you're actually sharing it to could actually not understand you perfectly, and even misunderstood what you're actually saying at a particular moment. So the fear of being misunderstood can prevent someone from sharing it. Many of our secrets lie within such vulnerable places that sharing them gives exposure to raw, sensitive places when we choose to share them, but we are misunderstood. So are you getting these little things that have been making us glue or hold back on these secrets? See, when our inner life is misunderstood, our experience of being woman can feel less real than ever before. You know, a research suggests that the arm of secret does not really come from the hiding after all. It's not because we're hiding it. The real problem with keeping a secret is not that you have to hide it, but that you have to live with it and think about it. It comes to you. It gives you flashback every single minute. So if you find yourself keeping secret from your partner, it is important to remember you could be destroying your relationship. I will explain why. Because I feel like I want to go more into the dating aspect of this when it comes to secrets. You see, what I've come to realize is that being vulnerable and honest about all aspects of your life is an act of courage. Some people believe they need to keep secrets or lie to survive in a relationship. No, because they lack confidence in their ability to confront unpleasant topics, such as money troubles. This happens to guys a lot, or issues related to their past or present errors in judgment or mistakes. However, finding healthy ways to honestly express yourself to your partner is the best way to build a trusting relationship that endures the test of time. But is lying by omission or keeping a secret the same as betrayal? Let's ask ourselves that question. Is lying by omission or keeping a secret the same as betrayal? In my opinion, you want to consider how your partner will view your secret. If they found out that you neglected to tell them about it, also you will feel guilty or uneasy about not disclosing that information to them. It's a red flag that you need to do so. So if your partner actually knows this, that secret that you are supposed to have told him, if he knows it before you, then there's trouble, because now you now need to explain a lot of things. You need, sometimes you even need to lie to cover another black spot. Let's make an example. For instance, I'll be making a name out of my head, so just follow this little story. Let's say Sarah never told her husband, Desmond, that she had a dinner alone with John, a male co-worker, while he was at the conference. Now, she explained, how will I put it? She feel like she shouldn't tell, she didn't really see the reason to tell Desmond, because it was just a small dinner. But despite the fact that Sarah did not tell John about, Desmond about that dinner, and after that, when that dinner took place, after the dinner, maybe while on their way back home, John had an interior motive and asked that, oh, after now, I would like to like go out with you and all that. Do you understand? Now, are you getting where this story is actually going? Now, did you know it's actually a normal dinner? The normal dinner did happen, and they went separate ways. But while on their way home, John actually made an interior motive that, okay, Alpha, I would like to take you. Now, she is now afraid that if she tells, or she feel like, well, it's just a normal dinner and blah blah blah, she didn't let Desmond know about it since it's just dinner. But yes, one little thing that could shape that little dinner has actually happened after the dinner, because now John has asked you out. Now, if things goes out of hand, or you feel like, oh, your husband Desmond is a jealous type, and you tell him that you have gone to you went out in a dinner with your co-worker, probably we get angry and all that, but you did not tell him. And these things is what we call honesty, because I feel it's very, very important. But if Desmond gets to hear something again outside, that might actually contradict what has actually happened, then you are in another big soup. So if we look at Sarah's stories that I just said now, you would get to understand why honesty is essential. It is very important, because she should have told Desmond about the meeting. But one thing that would have been in her head then for not telling Desmond, it could be two reasons. Probably he felt like, oh, it's not actually necessary. Or secondly, she could even say that, okay, well, I'm not a rubbish type of person. I don't think I have this characteristic of actually cheating outside my marriage. So you are telling yourself, but does Desmond have that understanding, just as you have said? Did he trust you to that point that yes, nothing will happen? Because we have some people here that they might actually hear this thing outside and they'll feel like, oh, really, it did happen. And you know, they will know that no, something will not go wrong. But not everybody is like this. So I'll be giving you five reasons why keeping secrets can actually destroy a relationship. Keeping secret is being dishonest, and honesty is always the best policy. You understand me now? That's number one. Keeping secret is being dishonest. So honesty is always the best policy, and most of us have a moral code that tells us that keeping secret is akin to lying. So once you start keeping secret, then you are being dishonest in that particular relationship. Another reason why it could actually destroy your relationship is that keeping major secret is a form of deceit. The more time that passes, the harder it is to tell the truth. So the more harder it is, then the more trouble you are in that particular relationship. The next one is being deceitful breeds mistrust. Because once a person loses trust, it is hard for that trust to be regained, especially for those who have been betrayed by their parents, former romantic partner, or their spouse. So you can imagine somebody has had this experience of trust issues and you did this, a one-time thing. Then that's the problem for you to actually regain back that trust. Now, another one is keeping secret is a hotbed for betrayal. Because leaving out important facts can lead to further deception or the betrayal. Whereas being open with your partner will promote trust and honest communication. The next one is relationships are damaged by lies and couples grow apart. So you should know that it is hard to feel emotionally connected to someone when you catch them in a lie or found out that they have kept a secret from you. Because you can see that these five things could actually be a very big damage to your relationship. So what is the key to it all? It is trust. Trust is about so much more than catching your partner in a truth or a lie. It is about believing that he or she truly has your best interest at heart. Mistrust is a lingering feeling in the back of your mind that your partner does not truly love you, or maybe abandon you. So much about trust is walking the talk. Sorry, I'm trying to gasp. Your partner may think your partner may actually have a lot of thinking going through his mind if he does not actually love you. You see, relationship experts do say that they actually said that building trust in relationship is always challenging. Once broken, the trust does not automatically reappear. There are valid reasons for keeping a secret from your spouse. You shouldn't have to defend not revealing embarrassing or hurtful moments from your past. It is possible that the secret involves someone else who asks that the story not to be told. So you should understand that yes, this comes in place as well. Many couples have been married for a long time who have personal secrets that they haven't shared with their spouse. The sense of space and the sense of a private part of oneself are essential to many people. However, honesty is considered a cornerstone of trust in relationship. After all, if you cannot believe what your partner say, how can you trust them? So trust is, by definition, the belief that a person is reliable and honest. So the goal of honesty is to build trust and let your partner understand they can have faith in you. But this does not mean sharing every thought that enters your mind. Instead, focus on sharing truth in a way that protects your partner and your relationship. If you're thinking of sharing a secret, ask yourself if you want that secret, if you want to share that particular secret you want to share at that particular moment, is it a kind, helpful, honest, or necessary secret that needs to be shared? Now, did you see how we have been mixing it all up in the past or in our lives, or how we have been misplacing secrets that there are some time that they are supposed to be released, we then release it at that moment, we are actually releasing it at a very bad time, at a very bad spot. How do you decide when to actually share a secret? If you have a secret that you think you should share, but you are unsure about it, look at your own physical response when you are hiding the secret. If your blood pressure increases, or you find yourself blinking a lot faster, or your breathing is heavier, or you are perspiring more, then this could be clues that you could share that particular secret. If you're keeping a secret because you don't want to face responsibility, this can create problems in your marriage. Withholding facts or information your spouse needs to know in decision making is harmful manipulation. So secrets that can hurt your marriage are ones that outside some examples. You know all the secrets that could cause a problem in your marriage. We have the when you're having an affair outside, when you have a problem with your job, when you're keeping an addiction. I've explained some earlier. You're having legal problems. Maybe you did something bad. Maybe you're lending money, or you are lying about how you spent money. I don't want to go too deep, but you all know this. And there are poor time that we do share secrets, so we should know this time. Don't just share secret anytime. If you're going to share a secret or a difficult issue with your spouse, know that the following times are not a good time to have important conversation. What are these times that we're talking about? At bed, when both of you are at your bed, I think it's pretty bad, because maybe you feel like maybe after sex you could tell him, I don't think that really works well, because he or she might actually think that you use that to consume or to bring him more to yourself first before exposing that kind of secret. Another one is during your period of groupiness, it's very bad, or either of you is drunk, or either of you is in a actually stressful situation. You can imagine your husband is stressed from work and you just feel like you can tell him that, or the wife is experiencing one issue at the moment at that particular time and you feel like you want to share that secret. It could trigger another thing. When your spouse is actually angry, I think you should know that's not the right time to actually share a secret. So you should know when to share the secret. And how do you share the secret? At least you have told you the good and bad time, but how do you share it? Let me list that. If you desire to share a secret with your partner, there are some strategies that you can use. Maybe we are not familiar with it before, but I'll actually share some strategies that I feel like is important. Number one is be prepared. Before you begin, accept this may be a challenging or even stressful talk, so just be prepared. Make your mind ready. Do you understand? The next one is pick the right time. We said it the other time. Make sure you always pick the right time. Don't pick it at a very pressing time. The third one is be honest, but not brutal. Telling the truth about something you want to share can be done in a kind of thoughtful way. You can even consider using statements like you can say, how will I put it? okay, instead of saying something like you always spend money without asking, you might say, I feel stressed out when both of us don't stick to the monthly budget. Did you get? The next one is, don't make excuses. If you share something representing a violation of trust or boundaries in you, in your relationship, it is essential to be honest and willing to explain that what happened without trying to excuse your action. Don't give you're making a claim, you're trying to explain a secret and you're still giving an excuse to it that is not totally your fault. No, being direct and open is important if you hope to regain your partner's trust. The last one I feel like I should share is, it feels good. I think that basically should hold everything about it. So it feels good to share a secret with someone, doesn't it? Secrets are powerful things. They have the power to make or break a relationship. They have the potentials to be different between life and death. You have control when you keep a secret. However, be careful with whom you share your secret, because not everyone is trustworthy. The hardest thing about keeping a secret is not telling anyone. So please, have earned your time to always do it. What do I like to I feel like my podcast goes more of the dating today, because I tend to see a lot of things outside, and I tend to write them down that, oh, this is it. Oh, you shouldn't have kept the secret. Oh, you should have held it back a little while. Oh, you made a mistake. You shouldn't have exposed that secret at that particular time. So it is not totally bad. I know it makes us vulnerable and all. So once we are vulnerable, we have nothing to keep us warm at night. So secrets are like our comfort food, our security blanket, and we cannot even live without them. Even in our organization aspect, I've used a lot of time and I just want to wrap it up now. So just know that life without secrets can be seen as a life of transparency and openness. It can also be seen as life where privacy is not valued or respected. Untimely, it is up to each individual to determine what they believe is the right balance between sharing information and keeping secret. If there's any life without secret, everyone has at least, I don't think everyone here will say they don't have one secret or the other that they are not keeping, or you have that embarrassing stories in the past that you have not actually told anyone. So everybody have their own dark side, and they don't even want to revisit. Even me myself, I have my own dark side. Everybody has it. So everyone has their own set of secret. Hence, life without secret is unrealistic. So that will be all for today, and I hope we all enjoyed ourselves. I want you all to know that no matter the challenges, no matter the problem, if it is to be shared or if it is to be battled, go through it, go for it, because you don't know the little mistakes you're making at that particular moment, if you are not telling it or if you are actually even telling it. So just keep it in mind that it's important, because I use the marital the marital platform to explain this word secret today, but I know that it has been disturbing our mental health a lot, and we need to do better. And I am again your host, Ayomide Odulami Miles. See you all next week, Thursday again, while we have another beautiful topic to actually investigate and how to do better and better and better, so that we won't be having that mistake we have in the past. Share with me your thoughts in my poll. I'm pulling a poll so that you could actually share your thoughts about this particular topic. Thank you very much. Love you all. Bye-bye.